When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, December 3rd. It is the first weekend in December. I think that by now, Mark, this could be the time where you're going to be getting that Christmas tree up. Is that correct?
It will be happening today. That is correct.
Okay, so this is really a big day. I think that a lot of people say, old school people, it has to be December before I start doing my holiday decorations. If you do it sooner, no judgment. I love looking at your homes that are all dudded up. Mark, have you ever gone to Diker Heights in Brooklyn?
So funny you said that. Just last night, Amanda said, I want to drive through Diker Heights this year.
Has she ever done it?
No.
Gang, there is always one neighborhood like this in every city, town. There's one place where people lose their minds and go bananas when it comes to their holiday and Christmas decorations. The one neighborhood in Brooklyn called Diker Heights is that for us. You know, yeah, I'm sure there's something great in Queens. I'm sure there's great ones in the Bronx. I'm sure there's a house in Staten Island that's amazing. This area is actually known for their crazy ass Christmas decorations. And Mark, it is like a mashup of like the most intense competition. It almost looks like it's a small world from Disney World. Like there are mechanical aspects of people's decorations in their homes. And it's not just like, it's not like a blow up thing. It's, I've never seen anything like it. Of course, you can get some good Italian food after, and I absolutely would recommend that. But do go. If you're here in the New York area, you have to go to Diker Heights or even just Google it so you can guys can see what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. If you're spending too much money on your holiday decorations, I can't help you. But if you have a question about your taxes or maybe year-end planning, or maybe it's a question about putting money away for your kids' college education, or you just want maybe an idea of comparing what your life will look like with less income because you're making a job change, you should turn to us because Mark and I are both certified financial planners. So go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click on the Contact Us button, and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. That is what Jess did. Jess is on the line from Florida.
Hi, Jill. I have a question about a life insurance policy that I have. I bought a whole life insurance policy about 6 years ago with about $45,000 rolled over from two previous life insurance policies. Now I've been kind of more looking into finances and I've realized that that was probably a bad investment because I don't have kids and I don't plan on having kids and I don't make a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if I should surrender that policy and invest it in something that might have a little lower cost on the back end.
Okay. So you put 45 grand in 6 years ago, and that was what's called a 1031 exchange. I'm sorry, 1035 exchange. 1031 is a real estate exchange. So it's a 1035 exchange. Any need for life insurance at all?
I honestly don't think so. I don't have any real, you know, beneficiaries that would need money.
Okay.
If I—
okay. The surrender period. So for everyone listening, when you buy one of these permanent life insurance policies, what happens is you have a sliding scale down. So you put $45,000 in, and if you pulled all that money out in the first year, sometimes it's a 10% or 12%, and then it goes down. Do you know what the surrender percentage is right now?
I don't know the percentage, but I know the value. It
okay.
would be about $1,200.
Okay. So any need for the money? So if we took the $45,000 and you ended up netting, I'm just going to make it up, $40,000, because there may even be some tax that's due in addition to the surrender charge. What would you do with that money right now?
Honestly, I was just thinking of investing into something that maybe the fees would be a little bit lower and my return would be better.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no doubt that that would be probable, if not automatic. If we were to look back to the original insurance, because you said you moved it in from other insurance. Do you remember when you bought that insurance, the one that was way back when?
I don't for sure. I know my parents bought it when I was very young.
Okay. I'm going to give you what I think is the general advice. However, I want you to do some homework for me. Number one, I want to know what the percentage goes to, the longer we wait. Because there could be an argument that you say, hey, you know what, I'll wait one more year or a couple more years. I don't know. And like off the top of my head, this looks like almost like a 3% surrender charge, which is, it's not terrible, right? It really isn't. So I want to find out, number one, what is the actual percentage and when does that turn over, right? Because, you know, if it were like 2 months from now, it drops from 3% to 2%, we'd wait, right? So yeah. Let's find out the surrender charge. Second thing, ask the insurance company, is this a taxable event? So you can call like the general information number on that statement and you can talk to the people who got that. And you want to say, if I blew out of this policy right now, would there be any tax due? So if you put in more money overall, then you took out, no tax event. But if your parents bought some of these policies or one of these policies a really long time ago, it could be that there's some tax that's built up into this. Not that that would prevent you from doing anything, but it would be something you want to keep in the back of your mind. You would say, oh, some of this is going to be taxable income to me. I should keep some money in cash. Okay, so let's find out those two things. Surrender charge, tax liability. How much money do you have in your emergency reserve funds right now? Do you have 6 or 12 months of your living expenses?
No, I have about 4 months.
Okay, so from the 40, I want you to round that out and get a little more money in your emergency reserve fund. Just, 6, 7, 8 months. How old are you, Jess?
I'm 32.
Oh, you're so young. Fantastic. And how do you fund your own retirement account? Do you have a Roth or a different kind of retirement account?
I have a traditional 401k through work, which I contribute 6% to, and my employer matches. Right. I also have a traditional IRA that I have from a previous employer.
If you were like looking at your cash flow right now, how much money about do you earn approximately?
Approximately $53,000, $54,000 a year.
And do you feel like life's pretty good? You're living well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what I think is, let's find out a little bit more information about the nature of the charges that exist for the insurance policy. Mm-hmm. If you were to get this money out, and it, again, boils down to about 40, top off your emergency reserve fund, maybe instead of putting 6%, you could say, hey, I could put in 10% now because I'm in my 30s and I'm like a real person now. So let's get some more info about the life insurance. Give me a holler back. Let me know what you find out. But I agree with you. I think it's time to get that money out, extract it. Okay, if you would like to join us, all you need to do is go to JillOnMoney.com, which I'm sure is bookmarked. I know, because I keep nagging you to do that. And click the Contact Us button. While you're on the website, do sign up for the free weekly newsletter and pre-order my new book. It's called The Great Money Reset. And everybody who does this right now is getting a really exciting offer. Number one, if you pre-order, for every pre-order you make right now, you get a signed book plate. That's kind of cool. I dig that. And also, when you pre-order, you can secure a spot for our first ever live online webinar. It will be held Wednesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So check it out. All that on the website, all the information you need. We thank you so much for listening. Lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com, we've done your homework.